Okay, we're in the Gemara Makkos Yud Gimel Amud Beis 13b. We went through the Braisa that gave us the three opinions regarding the Machlokas that I will pop up the chart for you just for a quick review. We don't want that, but here's the chart. This was the notes I sent out to you yesterday, and there's the chart. Right? Maybe a little bigger. Okay. Do you get lashed if a person warns you not to do an avera that comes with kares or an avera that comes with an execution from the Bezin of Misa? Rabbi Shmuel says you get lashed for both of those scenarios, which would mean that even though Hashem will give you kares, you will still get lashed, which would mean that even though the Bezin will kill you, they will lash you first. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. Because it's all part of the thou shalt not. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. The polaric opinion is Rabbi Yitzchak, who says no such thing as lashes by either one. Rabbi Akiva has the middle ground. The middle ground is yes by Chayav Kares and not by Chayav Misa. And the basic notion in general, Rabbi Shmuel is saying you give because it says a lav. Once it says thou shalt not, you get lashed. Doesn't matter what it is. That's straight off.
But then there is two punishments.
Well, that's an issue we'll discuss. Rabbi Akiva brings up the issue of two punishments. So you can't kill the guy and lash the guy. But Kares, it doesn't have to be two punishments because the guy can do tshuva and he doesn't get the Kares. On the other hand, if you do tshuva by Misa, you still have to get the Misa, so tshuva is not going to help. And Rabbi Yitzchak is going to could say maybe it's all two punishments. We will see. So we now the Gemara is going to get into the weeds, as they say, and it's going to try to understand everybody's position. Okay, my time at the Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, what is the reasoning of Yishmael that says regardless of what the punishment is, you will always get lashed? So he says, he goes with a very basic notion. Oop, let's try it again. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Im lo sishmor lasos es kol divrei haTorah hazos. If you will not be vigilant to perform all the commandments of this Torah. Let's take a look at this source for a minute. Dvarim 28:58. I don't know if I downloaded my other thing. One second. Let me see if I have the other thing here. One second. Yeah. Dvarim 28:58. It says, part of the curses, all the terrible things are going to happen to you if you don't listen to the Torah. Okay, so now, here is what it's saying. So there's all these terrible things. We're going to look at both psukim. Okay, im lo sishmor lasos es kol divrei haTorah zos haksum b'sefer hazeh. If you do not take care to do all the words of this Torah that are written in this book. That's all the words. All the words. Liyira es Hashem anichbad, to fear the revered name, v'hanoyir the awesome hazeh, es Hashem alokecha, what's going to happen? V'hifla Hashem es makoscha, then the Lord will make your plagues remarkable. Okay? V'es makos arecha, and the plagues of your children. Makos gedolos, great plagues. V'nemonis, and you could believe they're going to come, v'choloim roim v'nemonim, and severe sickness and long continuance. Okay, so the first pasuk is like saying if you imlo sishmor, if you don't keep. Okay, the second thing is Hashem will bring remarkable plagues. Vehifla. Keep in mind that word vehifla. Gemara is going to use it in a minute. But what do you seem to see? If you don't do what Hashem tells you to do, you will something wondrous will happen to you. Okay, that's the first. Yeah, but he flaw, that word he flaw, that's the critical word. Also, again, he flaw Hashem es makosecha. Makos. Makos can mean plagues, it can mean lashes. Okay, so just keep in mind that means lashes too. So now we go back to the pasuk. That's what it says, the first part of the pasuk that I just showed you. Uksiv, and the next pasuk that I already just showed you, v'yiflo Hashem es makosra. Hashem will make extraordinary your blows. Now, the only clue that we have as to the nature of this punishment is the Torah using an expression of hafla'a, he flawed, to describe it. Where else do we have such a similar description? Well, so that's what we're going to ask. Hafla, this word hafla, wondrous, zu, enudema, I don't even know what it means unless I look somewhere else in the Torah to see the context somewhere else. So when I look, Yeshua Omer, when it talks about giving lashes, when the Torah talks about the punishment of lashes, which is a little bit earlier, let's see how, oh, look at this, it's going to come out big, back to big. How do you like everything's working now? Remember, it talks about the, where is the source of lashes in the Torah? This pasuk. Vayayim bin hakosa rasha. It will be that the wicked one is liable for lashes. Look at the next word. Vihipilu hashofet. Vihikol afanav. You cast him down and strike him. Vihipilu is very similar to vehafleh. Same wording. So you see that vihipilu means to lash. Okay. So now, when it says that, Havioimer, I say hafla, when it says hafla in Sefer Dvarim, zu malkosi, hafla zu, this word hafla, malkosi, it's lashes. And what did it say in the pasuk before? Uksiv, and what was the pasuk before? It says, imlo sishmor laso, says call, if you will not be vigilant to perform all the mitzvahs. So what does that mean? The expression, all the commands of this Torah include all the prohibitions, even if they already bear kares or death penalties, right, and you will get lashed for it. Mm-hmm. So now, in the context of the two psukim, nun ches im lo sishmor lasos, if you will not take care, es kol divrei Torah, all the words of the Torah, what's going to happen? Next pasuk, v'hiflo Hashem es makosra. Now, obviously, the simple pshat is it's talking about the overall punishments. But the wording suggests there's an aspect of lashes. It starts hinting to the fact that you'll get lashes if you don't keep anything of the Torah. Now, of course, that's going to present a number of questions. What does it mean, everything in the Torah? Everything means everything, no?
All of the mitzvahs.
Oh, so what if I don't do a positive mitzvah? You should get lashed also. And we know you don't. Where is that going to ask a number of questions? It seems from the simple reading,
it's all included.
It seems the 613 mitzvahs, you're going to get lashed for each and every one if you don't keep them. That's what it would appear. Imlo tishmor lasos as kol divrei Torah zos.
Tishmor means...
Hold on. Good. So we will see. But at first blush, it looks like if you don't keep all the mitzvahs, you get lashed for every mitzvah. But more. So therefore, obviously, it includes death penalties, includes kares. You always get lashed for every sin that you do. That's the simple reading. And that's why he says, even if you warn them for both, if you don't do this, you're going to get a death penalty and you're going to get lashed. We would do both. That would be the simple meaning. So Rishon Gemara now needs to fine-tune this to get rid of some issues over here, such as, Yehach, if you're going to tell them, includes everything, Chai ve'yesei nami, how about for a positive commandment that one does not do, one should get lashed, but we already know you don't get lashed for ones that are positives. How are you going to get around that? We've already gone through this. You don't get lashed for not doing a positive. But if you're telling me from this pasuk, it says everything. So Steve picked it up. We'll go back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, it says, Im lo tishmor. If you will not tishmor, be vigilant. The term vigilant refers exclusively to prohibitions, which a person must avoid. It does not refer to positive commandments. Torah could have said, Im lo sase, if you don't do all the mitzvahs. Right. Why did it say sishmor? Just like you have shamar v'zachar. Right. Shamar is usually a word to say safeguard, meaning not to transgress. Zohar or Asay positive is yes to do. So that word, as we'll see, Ukede Rabbi Avin Omar Rabbi Loi, as we learned from Rabbi Avin, who said in the name of Rabbi Loi, which is what? The Omar Rabbi Avin Omar Rabbi Loi, for Rabbi Avin Omar Rabbi Loi said the following, Kamakam Shem, whenever the Torah couches a specific mitzvah with the following three words, either Hishamer, safeguard, pen, lest, ve, or al, don't. That's the same as saying, thou shalt not. Now, you have a straight off, thou shalt not. Do not do this. The Torah a lot of times says, do not, don't eat treif. That's low. But these three words are equated. Hishamer, pen, and al. And what did we have over here? Tishmar. Safeguard. So those three, Eino Ella, it's anything but, it is only a lo sase, a negative commandment. So since the Pasuk again says, Imlo Sishmarun, let's look again at Pasuk Nunches, Imlo Tishmor, even though it says La Asos, but it could have said Imlo Aso, if you're not going to do it. Why say Tishmor? Tishmor is always a red flag. It's a negative prohibition. So now we see the pasuk telling us negative prohibitions. All negative prohibitions. And all the ones that are death penalties in Koresh, you think are all negatives. Okay, so that'll be included in that. Gemara is not finished. Wait a minute. So it's all negatives, huh? But we know not all negatives get lashed. So what about a lav she'ein bo ma'isanami? What about a lav that doesn't require an action? Right? There are negative prohibitions that don't require an action that you can still, what, verbal things, right? You say certain things are negatives. And we know you don't get lashed. We know you don't. But according to you, it'll be all negatives. So they should also be subject to Malchus, since it says, if you will not be vigilant to perform all the commandments. But we know the rule is you don't get lashed if there's no action. Okay, for example, do you get lashed if, an example is the injunction against having chametz in one's possession during Pesach. If you have chametz in your house on Pesach, you've transgressed a negative commandment. All right? Now, what happens to you? You do not get lashed because you don't have to do anything to leave chametz in your house.
Yeah, it's not an action.
But it's a lav. You transgress a lav. It's an avera.
Yeah.
But we know not everyone gets lashed because there's no action. So, but you're saying every lav. So what are you going to do about that? So the Gemara answers, look at that next word. That's why they got that extra word there. La'asos ksiv. It says, im lo tishmor, la'asos, to perform. Again, it says, im lo tishmor, why does it have to, la'asos, if you do not safeguard to do. So that's the point. You didn't watch your actions. So only a negative that you act on. That's what you get lashed on. That's it clearly saying. Imlo tishmor, there's qualifications. You started with imlo. Well, I think it's every mitzvah in the world. No, tishmor means only negative prohibitions.
Okay.
What about if I have to, what about ones without action? No, it says la'asos, to do. You have to be guarding to not do those actions.
Right.
So now we've taken care of that. More is still not finished. What about, you can even have that, but we have another category that doesn't get lashed. What about a lav shenitak la'asei nami? What about a negative prohibition that gets fixed up with a positive afterwards? Remember we said that if there's a negative prohibition, but then there's a way to fix it up with a positive, such as you shouldn't leave over nosor. So what do? You do? You burn it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fix up. You don't get lashed for that. But according to this, you should get lashed because it's still a negative action. How do we know not to get lashed for that?
Aren't all loves connected to the positive?
What? No, only a few. For example, Torah forbids a person to steal. If he does, the Torah commands him to remedy his violation by returning the stolen item to his rightful owner. This class of prohibition is discussed at length later on. But you don't get lashed. What are you going to do about those? So now he gives a new answer, and the Gemara is going to say, well, if you have this answer, then we've answered all our questions as well. So we have a rule, Dumya de lav de chasima. We have a rule that all lashing must be similar to the prohibition of thou shalt not muzzle your animal when he's working in the field. Okay? Now, in the Torah, Right after that pasuk that I showed you, where we lash a person for transgressing, the very next pasuk says, "Lo sachsom shor b'disho." You don't muzzle an animal. Now, what's the connection? You don't muzzle an animal right after saying about giving lashes. The answer is, lashes must always, whatever you're going to give lash, the prima facie example is, thou shalt not muzzle your animal. What's that? That's a negative prohibition. It's an action that you muzzled it and you can't fix it up. There's no assay to fix it up afterwards. So that becomes the example that everything must be like that. So therefore we know, even though this pasuk could suggest more than that, but we already have the idea of you can't muzzle the animal. You look at footnote 11. By staying the prohibition against muzzling immediately after the law of Malchus, the Torah indicates that the prohibition against muzzling is the prototype for all prohibitions that incur Malchus. Now the Gemara says, well, now that you said that, now that you've given me this thing from the muzzling, then guess what? Kulaname. Then all the questions I asked before, they also get answered. Do me the love, the chasim. It has to fit in the negative prohibition of muzzling the animal. So I said, so we started off with a pasuk that said, Im lo sish mor lasus is called divra Torah zos. If you don't do any of the mitzvah, we're going to think it means every single mitzvah. But that gets answered no, because when we go back to lashes, it's followed by muzzling. So anytime you lash, it's only if the aver is like muzzling, which is a negative prohibition. It's a negative prohibition with an action. It's a negative prohibition with an action that doesn't have a positive afterwards to fix it up. So therefore, we're using both psukim. From this pasuk over here, we know you lash for a lot of things. Which ones in particular? Similar to muzzling. So now, let's take a look. What about, you're not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos. Is that similar to muzzling? Yes. Negative action can't be fixed up, and you did an action. So therefore, you get lashed for it. How about something that comes with kares? A negative comes with it. It also comes with that. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds that even though the punishment is going to get death, the punishment is going to get kares, we still lash the person because it fits the mode of the law of chasim, of muzzling. Yeah. So that is Rabbi Shmuel's position. Yes?
Muzzling, can you sort of fix it up by just taking it off right away?
Like, but once you've muzzled it, you've muzzled it. You can't, you've inflicted pain on the animal.
Automatically got the avera.
Yeah, we're talking about you're muzzling it as it is
threshing,
working. So you've done it for, let's say, a minute, you can't fix it up. If for a minute it suffered, when I steal money from you, I can give you the money back. Right? This is Rabbi Shmuel's position, which is really, in a certain way, very simple understanding.
It
says very simple. Torah says you're going to get lashed if you transgress the Torah. And what is it? Anything that's like muzzling. Because it said everything. It said call everything. Yeah. For everything that you're not supposed to do. In other words, he combines the two psukim. You lash a person for everything he's not supposed to do, like muzzling. So therefore, death penalties, kares penalties, will be like Muslim and should get punished as well. So that's a pretty straight understanding. Good. So he says, I'm fine. So we've taken care of Rabbi Shmuel. Now we got to move on to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, what do we do? By death, we don't lash. And by kares, we do lash. Right? So now, obviously, he can't be holding Rabbi Shmuel's drasha for whatever reasons. He doesn't know, but we could see what's going to go on. Well, that's one thing the Torah says. We got to remember, a lot of times you study Torah really well, you go, well, from this I understand this. But then you could look at another pasuk and go, well, from this I understand differently. So that makes it interesting to try to resolve differences. Rabbi Shmuel took a very narrow look. This is what I'm looking at. This tells me you're going to lash for everything, even for death penalty and for that. Rabbi Akiva says, well, we got a problem. For Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, my time, what's his reason where he makes a distinction between kares and death penalties? Because the Torah says somewhere else regarding inflicting punishments, it says, kidei risha so. Let's take a look at this pasuk. We already looked at it. V'hoya im bin, and if you feel the guy is guilty, bin hakos harasha. Now, v'hi pilu hashofet, and the judge shall cast him down. V'hi kol lefanav, and strike him. Kidei, according to rishaso, his wickedness b'mispor by account. Now, why do we have to say kidei rishaso? Just say you hit him. V'hi kol lefanav, you hit him. B'mispor, by account. Pastor, what's this kidei rishaso, according to his wickedness, and wickedness is in the singular. So the Torah is teaching us a very important rule. From that word, kidei rishaso teaches us, mishum risha achas atom chayvo, you punish him for one wickedness, v'i atom chayvo mishum shtei rishasos, you don't obligate him for two wickednesses. All right? In other words, there cannot be two different penalties administered for the same crime. You give him a punishment for his wickedness, but not for his wickednesses. You don't give a guy two punishments.
Same crime. So,
yeah, yes, and you. But we say you give him according to his wickedness, not plurality. So you can't do two things to him. This rule dictates that even if someone committed two wickedness, with a single act, let's say, oh, I go to your field on Shabbos, I hate you, and I take a fire, I burn up your whole crops.
Yeah, so that's two.
I've done two sins at the same time. What? I transgressed Shabbos, and I destroyed your field. Right. Now, we don't give me two punishments. That's two separate sins in one action. Certainly, if it's only one Avera, I'm not going to give you two punishments for one Avera. No. It says you punish him according to his wickedness. Yeah. He only gets punished for one thing. Right. Even if two Averas were done at the same time, you only get punished for one thing. What about if I only do one Avera?
Yes.
Am I going to give him two punishments for one? Yes. Certainly not. So you only get one punishment. So obviously, what question has to come up a little bit later, the Gemara will ask why Rabbi Akiva does not apply this rule to kares. Because he says you get kares. The Gemara will ask that. We'll get to it. Just hang on. According to this approach, Malchus is excluded from capital offenses only when the offender was warned about the death penalty. Obviously, he has to be warned about the death penalty. Let's think about this. If he warns him, don't do this because you're going to get a death penalty and you're going to get lashed. Okay, fine. So what's going to happen? He's going to get killed and not lashed. What if they didn't warn him that he's going to get the death penalty? He just says, just don't do it. You shouldn't do this. Well, in that case, he's not going to get the death penalty. In that case, let's go back. When he warned him about the death penalty, he actually receives the death penalty for his offense. The single penalty rule prevents receiving Malchus. But if he's not warned about the death penalty, therefore cannot be executed, he does indeed receive Malchus. Assuming, of course, that he was forewarned about the Malchus penalty. So we're talking about a case, though, where the guy was, up to now we've been talking the whole time, the warning was for both. Don't do this because you're going to get the death penalty, and there's a lav that there's Malchus for this. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, well, you can't punish him for both. Can't give him both. Once you get a, but he will say, by Kores, you will. Now the Gemara is going to later ask, how come you give two punishments there? That's a question we'll deal with. But that becomes Rabbi Akiva's general rule. So Rabbi Yishmael said, I looked at this pasuk in Sefer Dvarim and says, we lash you for every lav. That's appropriate. It don't make a difference. We give us, wait a minute, you only can give one punishment, you can't give two. So now the Gemara say, well, Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to do with that? You must subscribe to that idea. The Torah says, kidei rishaso, according to his wickedness, you only punish him one and not two. Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to do with that? Rabbi Shmuel, how are you going to resolve that issue? So he's going to say, well, that I agree to the rule, but in what type of averus was the rule stated? So he says the rule was stated only hani mili. What did he say? You don't give him two punishments like the example I gave with you burning up your field on Shabbos. Misa umamon. We don't give death and money. When it's death and money, we don't give both. We give the death and not the money. Oh, or let's say malchus umamon, or lashes and money. We only give you the lashes. I agree to the rule, but in another case, the rule won't apply. You'll see why. Remember, you can't give two punishments.
Right.
One you can. I agree. So you can't give two. If it was Shabbos and money, you kill him, you don't pay the money. Lashes and money, give him lashes out the money. But here, what are we talking about? Oppa. Avol misa umalkus, death and lashes, misa achritahi, that's like an extended death. It's one long punishment. Think about it. The flogging is considered the beginning of the sinner's execution, which culminates when he is actually put to death. Thus, in combination, they are a single penalty rather than distinct ones, and both can be imposed for a single crime. In other words, when I go and machal Shabbos and burn your crops, there's two separate realms of law over here. There's a realm between me and Hashem. I'm not supposed to be machal Shabbos. There's a realm between me and you. I'm not supposed to damage you. We have a rule. We only give one type of punishment. Okay, so, and the bigger one is death. However, when I'm doing something that the whole issue is death and flogging, it's really just between you and Hashem, isn't it? And what is flogging? Flogging is hurting a person very much. And remember, we flog him up to, but not including him to die.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but when you kill someone, you're just killing him. So what am I doing? When I'm flogging him, I'm beginning the process of killing him, and I finish it off by throwing off a cliff.
Yeah.
So it's like one punishment.
Right.
It's just a slower death. In other words, we could theoretically flog a person to death,
right. But
Torah doesn't say that's one of the four punishments, right? But you could. So we're saying, when you kill a guy, what are you doing? You're taking his life away. Well, you could do it quickly, you could do it slowly. So he's saying when you lash him and then kill him, it's like one extended punishment of killing him. It's like a slow, so it's not two punishments. Because flogging and death, it's in the same league. It's not like money. Money has nothing to do with my body. So that's one punishment as a body, it's a monetary punishment and a physical punishment. But if it's all physical, then it's just one big punishment. So you're right, you can't give two separate punishments, monetary and physical, but two physical is really one big physical punishment.
Lashes don't always have to end up in death.
But it's a physical punishment of the body. And if I would lash you enough, you would die. So it's the beginning of the death process. That's all we're saying. When you die, it's painful.
Skila has two steps too.
Yeah, even Skila, we toss the guy off. If he dies, yes, and if not, then we throw stones on him.
Okay.
Oh. I'm just saying, any death penalty has the point of where it hurts and you're not dead, and then you're dead. Right? There's no such thing as lethal injection where he doesn't feel anything and then just goes to sleep and dies. Every death penalty has a degree of pain, albeit for a short period of time. So we're just saying, when you lash and then kill him, it's one long death punishment. So therefore, it's like one punishment. It's not like two punishments. So that's how he understands that. Good. So now we understand that Rabbi Shmuel has resolved. Now, obviously, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that.
Yeah,
Rabbi Akiva will say, well, no. It's two separate issues. Like Sammy's thinking, well, lashing never means to kill the guy.
Right.
So that's one punishment. That's another one. You could hear Rabbi Shmuel. It's one extended death penalty. You could hear both sides of the coin. But now we come back to the more important question. Rabbi Akiva, you say you can't give a guy two punishments. So how come he gets kares? By kares, you lash him.
Yeah.
What about the no two penalty rule for that, yet you say he will get punished for that? Ula Rabbi Akiva, back to Rabbi Akiva. Ihachi, if so, you only get punished for one and not for two. So Chayv Krisis Nami. What about Chayv Kares? It should not carry the additional penalty of Malchus as well. Right? Be consistent. If you're not going to kill him and lash him, okay, so don't give him Kares and lash him. Right, so therefore, what do? We kill him and not lash. We kill him and not lash.
Yes.
He gets kares and not lash. Right, that would seem to be
right.
A good question. So, and if you want to even answer, what would you say to resolve this? More is I'm going to say. And if you want to answer like this, that won't work either. That's what we're going to. That's what the next line is going to say. And Meyer, what are you going to say? Huh, I guess I'll tell. Wait a minute. I'll tell you why. It's not too much, but the guy could do tshuva. guy that's tshuva, he doesn't have kares, right? You might want to say that. She'im asa tshuva, you want to say maybe he did tshuva. And then he's fine. We only gave him one punishment. Yeah, but that's only if. But right now, today, the first minute he transgressed, he didn't do tshuva the next second.
No.
That's for sure not. So hashda miyaslavdi, but right now he hasn't done so. Now the courts administer lashes even though a sinner has not yet repented. Right? What if he'll repent later? Right? But maybe not. Who knows? It could be, but when they lash him, is he a person with kares? Certainly. I mean, he did that very yesterday. We took him into court today. He hasn't done all the tshuva necessary to get out of the clear. He might do it over time. But clearly, he doesn't have that. So therefore, what are you going to do about that? So now you're stuck. Because it's not one punishment. There is still two punishments here. There's the punishment, of course, that right now exists. You're lashing him right now while he has kares. So it comes out that we have violated the one penalty rule. Because at this point, he is suffering. Now, you have to know an interesting thing. When you have, there's a lot of understandings to kares. Kares are the one that means the guy has a premature death. One. Number two, and the worst part is, Hashem cuts you off. Which means,
immediately?
Yeah, once you do kares,
not later,
right now, God says your life should be, you're destined to die early, and all the other negative things. But there's another thing that the mystics talk about, and that is, you know, we are all, what does it mean to be cut off? Because we're all connected to Hashem. What does it mean I'm connected to Hashem? It means when I do a mitzvah, it's connected right to Hashem. Right to Shem. And when I do a mitzvah, it goes up to Shemaim, it does amazing things, and I get rewarded, and all these things happen. Once you do a simus kares, that cord is cut. Now when you do a mitzvah, it doesn't do anything.
Wow.
Well, so even if you do a mitzvah...
So it doesn't do anything. You're cut off. So what does that mean? So let's say you do tshuva a year from now.
Yeah.
That means for a year, your mitzvahs weren't doing anything.
So it's not going to have to be valid.
So, right. So now you got two punishments at one time. We're going to flog him, and today's mitzvahs, you're not getting no credit for it. Now you might do tshuva. That'll help when you do tshuva on. But therefore it is two punishments going on. So we need an answer, Rabbi Akiva, we need an answer, which we're going to have to wait until tomorrow.
We had a case of